Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
We normally do this all at once, but this year, because football was kind enough to give us two bye weeks, we have two bye week blitzes. Let's go to the diamond. Let's go to the spring sports. Let's talk softball with Coach Samantha Ricketts. And Coach, six seasons in Starkville now. Technically, it's only five seasons in Starkville because you had the whole COVID thing your first year. When you think about building a program and getting a program where you want it to be, where year in and year out, we can contend for championships here, it would be the message. How close do you feel as you enter this season, you've gotten your program to where you want it to be?
Yeah, I think we're really close. I think, you know, we're getting in the right athletes, which is the biggest part of taking over a program, is the recruiting and bringing in high quality players that are also good people that you can build a culture around. And I think that's something that we've been working towards and building year in and year out. You know, when I think a big piece of especially the last couple years has been just all of the changes in the NCAA and navigating those changes along with building the program. As the transfer portal rules change and NIL becomes a factor, it really changes maybe what our plan was 5 or 6 years ago. So I think just navigating the changes in the different spaces, getting in the right people, same goes with the right staff, having the facilities like we have now, I think it really just sets us up well to compete on the national level like we expect ourselves to.
Culture is a word that coaches love to use, and it has a different meaning in literally every program you go to. What is the culture of Samantha Ricketts' program?
For us, it's people first, and I think you win with people, and if especially female athletes, but really I think just this generation of young women and young men, that they want to know that they feel cared for and safe before they're really going to go all out and sell out like you would ask them to do on the field. So it's making sure that not only that you're pushing them on the field, but also off, and providing them with resources through the good and the bad. And I think that's something where at a program like Mississippi State and a school with this type of resources, we're able to do. And, you know, you're going to love them hard, but you're going to coach them hard too. And making sure that they understand there's a balance. And the reason is because if they're going to be great, they can't always be comfortable. And I think that's something that we work hard on, especially in the fall and our off season. It's pushing them out of their comfort zones. And ultimately for us, the goal when they graduate is not only are they leaving with some championships, but also ready to go out and tackle the world. You know, there's not a whole lot of professional opportunities for softball. So we want them to go out and be ready and be successful in whatever it is they choose to do after college, and to have the tools to be a successful young woman out in the workforce.
You mentioned the tools that Mississippi State can provide. I had a question about something that's happening here in the city of Starkville. And the answer might just be, Brian, you're just an idiot and you don't know anything. But I'll take that if it's the case. Starkville recently opens up Cornerstone Park, this massive facility out there off of Highway 25. All of the softball events that you see around the state, they're going to be coming here to Starkville. Does that provide anything for your program? Is there anything that your program gains from having a facility like that here in Starkville?
Oh, yeah, it's huge. I think it helps to grow the game, especially in Starkville and in the state. And that's something that we're working to do. But you're able to bring in the next generation of young softball players. And our goal, hopefully, is to work some of these youth softball tournaments around our SEC games and also get them in the stands. And, you know, we've met with them. We work with them quite a bit already, hosting camps out there, but going out to recruit tournaments that they might host in town, and then also allowing them to use our facility and work in tandem so that they're getting in good players and they're getting in good teams that want to see Starkville, want to play at an SEC park, maybe for the championship game of some of these tournaments they do. And in return, we're getting a bunch of young screaming fans to come and attend our games and help us continue to push our attendance record forward. So we're excited about it, for the opportunity. We're growing, I think, year by year with them, but they've been awesome about working with us and kind of listening with our ideas of what we want to do to help grow.
It must be nice to go to recruiting and then you can just be home in 5 minutes too, right?
Yeah, that would be wonderful. I'd love that.
Let's look at your team and what you bring back this year. If I did my math right, you returned six of your top eight hitters amongst your everyday players from a season ago. Is this going to be a team that where offense is the focus and you're going to be saying, all right, we can put a lot of runs on the board based on what we're bringing back?
I think for us, we really think this team could be really well balanced. It might not be as many home runs as we hit last year, but I think we're going to be able to balance out the power numbers with the speed, hitting a lot of doubles, stolen bases. Offense has always been a big part of what we do, but I think our pitching is going to be able to help out as well. I think just continuing to grow under our new pitching coach, Coach Taryn Mowat McKinney, who's in her second year with us, And then also our defense has just gotten better and better every year. And it was a big focus for us to not be last in the SEC in fielding percentage, and something that we've really worked hard on, and bringing in the right athletes that are going to be able to help us offensively as well as defensively. So I think overall, looking for just consistency across all three phases, but offense is always something that we can, you're going to ride the ups and downs with it, but defense can be consistent through every game. So I think that's what we're working for right now.
You mentioned power. If our guy Brian Ogden, who's lurking on this phone call, by the way, we're not showing him, but he's here. If he got paid for every tweet he sent off about a Madison Kennedy home run, he'd be a really rich man
He
right this
would.
second. Who replaces that pop in your lineup?
I think there's a couple options. Like, we've got a few that could push for some double digit home runs. And Maddie was our only one last year with double digits, hitting 17, but it was also her only year doing that. And to me, Madison Kennedy was just a huge testament to the growth and the development of this program, and somebody who was here for 4.5, 5 years essentially. And she got better every year. And she went from kind of a defensive specialist her first year to being, one of the best power hitters in the SEC as a senior and an All-American. So I think we've got a couple others on that path that are continuing to get better offensively and add to their numbers year after year. A big one's probably Jessie Blaim. She'll be in her second year as a transfer for us from Auburn. A lot of power. She could see some time behind the plate. I think played a lot of the DP position last year. Also could mix in the outfield. Her with Sierra Sacco, Ella Wesolowski, Kylie Edwards, a lot of our returning starters, I think, have a chance to kind of push for some double-digit home runs to give us some consistency there.
Then on in the circle, I almost said on the mound. In the circle, Josie Maran, is she going to take the role that Aspen Wesley's held for you the past couple of years and be that ace that you can throw out there every Friday night and count on her?
I think so. I think she's really earned that chance this year, and she's been one who's been thrown out there since her freshman year. So just a lot of experience. She's pitched in a lot of big games and has kind of learned that mentality. And I think Coach T has been a huge part for her with that as well. Just learning how to handle the grind that is the SEC, and wanting the ball, I think, is a huge piece of it. Not being afraid to back down from whoever it is that we're facing on the other line, in the other dugout. So I think she's a big part of it. But in our game, pitching is, it's just gotten so big, or you really need a staff. You're not really getting by with two or three arms anymore. So we've got seven. We'll see how many we need, but I think she's definitely the frontline one that when we really need to, get after it on a Friday night, Josie will have the ball in her hand.
Nowadays, you can't talk about a you can't do a season preview without talking about newcomers, and it's not just freshmen anymore, right? It's definitely the transfer portal. Who are the new faces for Mississippi State softball this year you think are going to make an impact for you?
Yeah, we only actually took one out of the transfer portal this year. We didn't took three last year, one this season, and really we kind of use it to plug in holes. I think for us, we like having kids for 4 years if we can. So we took bigger freshman class, one out of the portal, and for us that was Raelynn Chafin, who's a right-handed pitcher from LSU, and she's one I think just mentally really fit in with our style. She just got a bulldog approach. She's gritty. She's got a chip on her shoulder, ready to prove people wrong, and she's had a tough fall. She was the one recently. She just kind of released her story, but about her first week in Starkville, she found out that she had thyroid cancer, stage one, and in early September had her thyroid removed, and she's back. She's pitching, and just the grit that she's had and how hard she's worked through that battle and has not let it slow her down. I'm just really excited for her story and what she's going to be able to do and use these challenges she's faced for us in the spring. So she's going to be a big piece of what we're doing. She's just getting better and better in the bullpen with Coach T as well. And then I think a lot of freshmen we'll see in some good battles, whether it's the outfield, second base is another one. Morgan Stiles was a big recruit for us that we got late last year, right before signing day, and just really does it all. She's mature, she's competitive, she's going to hit for average. I kind of had her leading off for a little bit in the fall as well. And plays really good defense. I think she'll be mixing in somewhere. Zion Romero's started to pick up for us offensively and can play infield as well. I think those are two of the big ones, as well as Sarah Phillips, a freshman who could pitch a little bit in the circle, good spin, and is going to be able to, I think, take some of those midweek innings so you can keep some of the veteran pitchers fresh for the weekend. So there's quite a few, I think, with some opportunities to get out there early. A couple in the outfield as well. And then even some returners who've really been working the last 2 years. And I think it's kind of their time, and they've really been showing a lot of strides, and excited to see them get some opportunities early this year.
You talked about only taking one transfer. I mean, that's an outlier in college sports these days. Do you feel like you can keep those numbers low going forward, or is there going to be a year maybe in the future where you're like, we need to go out and get seven, eight people out of the portal?
Yeah, I mean, you really never know. And I think just for us and the way our culture works, we would prefer low numbers because, when you're trying to keep that consistency, you want players who have kind of learned the system and can teach it to the next group coming in. And really, you get to see players like a Madison Kennedy, like an Aspen Wesley, who just get better and better over the course of 4 years. And, I wish we had had Sierra Sacco for 4 years. I can only imagine how much better she would have continued to go to get. But for us, it's more about kind of filling holes and just kind of taking what we need and trying not to recruit over the really good freshman talent that we know we have coming in too.
I don't know if anybody made you aware of this, but the SEC went and added the best softball program in the country to the lineup here, along with the Texas Longhorns, an Oklahoma team that you might have a little bit of familiarity with through the
Heard
years,
about them a little bit.
just a little bit. You and I, whenever we've talked, we always try to tell people, like, look, however hard you think the SEC is for football or for baseball, it is softball might be the sport where it is the absolute most difficult. And then you go and add Oklahoma and Texas. What does that mean for this conference, and what does it mean for your program going forward to have those two programs on the schedule?
Yeah, it really just elevates us even more so than we already were. And all 13 teams made postseason last year for the SEC. And then you're just adding the two teams that finished as the national champion and the national runner-up last year. So two just storied, solid, strong programs I think that we're excited to have. And I think it's just going to help us continue to elevate the game. And particularly in the SEC, all of us coaches have the goal of helping to grow women's sports and softball and attendance numbers and pushing for stadiums that we can fill. And, when in an era of revenue generating conversations, like let us contribute and let us pack some stadiums. And I think that's what you're seeing. And the excitement when you're able to bring an OU or a Texas to town and pack your stadium. That's what I think the goal is for all of us. And with every SEC team, we packed, we set a single season attendance record last year in our first season selling tickets. And for us, that was a huge milestone and something that we want to keep building off of. And we're excited for the challenge. We've played OU every year the last 4 years. And I've told Coach Gasso I'm the only one who's been willing to do that for her. And you really, if we want to be the best, you got to play the best. And we're not going to be afraid of the challenge. And our girls really love getting after it and playing to that level. And that's the goal for us to do every weekend.
Other than winning the national title every year, what is something that Coach Gasso does that you would like to bring to your program that you would like to emulate?
I mean, I think really just what she does for women in sports everywhere. Like she's really just grown in her the way she's mentored and led not just her players but her staff. And to see that from the time that I played for her until now, and how she continues to lead and push, and she's not afraid to stand up for what's right in women's sports and to speak out even when maybe that's not her comfort zone. And she's all about growing young women, growing girls into women. That's kind of a saying that she's used since I've known her. And just to see that consistency that she's done, and for players who've graduated from her program to go on and be successful in everything they do, that's the ultimate goal. And I think she does it the right way by pushing them and also treating them with respect. And I think it's just that consistency factor and that leadership and mentoring that I'm really, I think, the most in awe of when I look at that program.
Trying to see, have you been back to Norman as a coach since you played there?
Not as a head coach. We
Okay.
went as an assistant, I think, 1 year, but no, every time we played him here in Starkville 2 years ago, and then everything else has been neutral site.
Okay. So that'll be a good moment for you then.
It'll be fun. I haven't seen the new stadium, so I'm excited to see what they've built.
A lot of banners. I know that. That's all I
Oh
really
yeah,
know
there's a
about
couple in
it.
there.
Coach Ricketts, always appreciate your time. Looking forward to another great season of softball here, and looking forward to seeing postseason play at Neuse Park a little later this year. I think we're going to get there this year. We'll see.
Absolutely. That's the goal. Appreciate you having me on, Brian.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.